The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Essence Magazine, the July-August edition. And on the cover of this particular edition, we have Iman, the model, top model Iman. We're also going to be covering the summer issue celebrating 25 years of hashtag Essence Fest, plus Michelle Obama, her, Jackie Anna, Michelle Williams, Rhapsody, and Bevy Smith. So there's more to come in this edition. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk. Come celebrate with us. Ah, summer has arrived with flowy dresses, open-toe shoes, trendy swimwear, and vibrant makeup hues now in season. It's the perfect time to get together with those you love. On last week, which was July 4th weekend, they were toasting 25 years of Essence Festival and reveling in music, food, fashion, and beauty. They were overjoyed to bring Essence to life once again in New Orleans and connect with others. Our beauty and culture are always cause for celebration, which is why we selected our covers, the legendary Iman and singer-songwriter Sierra, both of whom were guests at the first beauty carnival in the spring in the multi-talented Rose in Harlem. Tiana Taylor, who's making her main stage debut at the Superdome, which aired on July 7th. They offer a peek into their lives as women, mothers, and creative visionaries. Whether you were at the New Orleans Festival or experienced the festivities via Essence.com, our social media platforms, it's going to be quite feat and cheers. Moana Liu, she is the Chief Content and Creative Officer. This is the anniversary special, Essence Fest. So the first 25 years, the masterminds and supporters of the country's largest celebration of Black culture share their memories as we commemorate our anniversary. So in 1994, Essence then publisher Ed Lewis and editor-in-chief Susan L. Taylor were a part of the team curating a one-time event in New Orleans for the magazine's 25th anniversary. And the idea for the Essence Fest was born. The story behind the festival, which began in 1995, will be told at the upcoming AT&T, the Humanity of Connection documentary, the 25th anniversary of Essence Festival. Fest founders and celebs share how it became the largest annual gathering of African Americans. Mary J. Blige, 15-time Essence Fest performer. Quote, being a part of the Essence Festival is always special because it allows me to connect with fans who have supported me throughout my career. No other experience does. It's the ultimate celebration of sister love. End quote. Ed Lewis, co-founder of Essence. Quote, at Essence, we were not in the music business, but my God, here we are 25 years later. There's no magazine locally or internationally that has had the power to bring this number of people. Over 500,000 have come over the weekend to New Orleans. Essence makes a promise to Black women that we're going to take care of you and take care of you by producing something that you can be proud of and want to become. End quote. Quote, Essence Festival is just one of those places where women really feel at home. End quote. And that is a quote from Queen Latifah, one of the first Essence Festival hosts in 1995. Quote, when I arrive, the first thing I love to do is to walk the exhibit hall in the convention center because it shows Black America in its depths. It shows our cultural innovation. It shows our artistic innovation. End quote. Reverend Al Sharpton, Essence Festival speaker, 1995 to present. editor-in-chief emeritus. Quote, that first year we planned for about 500 people to come to the empowerment sessions. 2,000 showed up. The next year we planned for 4,000 and 8,000 showed up. It just kept growing from there. The empowerment sessions came from a place of addressing the needs we need to know. The things that we were hungry to know, relationships, how to grow our money, how to be healthy in body, mind, spirit, and community. We didn't only want people to come for the party. People began to come for the purpose, as they still do today. End quote. And that is from Susan L. Taylor. LaToya Cantrell. She is the mayor of New Orleans. Quote, for a quarter of a century, Essence has uplifted, empowered, and inspired generations of women of color across the globe. Essence has created a safe space for women to share, to grow, and to build community. Thank you for showcasing our achievements, our beauty, our style, and even our struggles. Thank you for letting the world know that we are enough. You are an essential part of the fabric of New Orleans. End quote. Mark Morrell. He is the former mayor of New Orleans from 1994 to 2002. Quote, the mixture of music with purpose is really what makes this festival unique. It's not just about culture, but it is about culture. It's about the discussion of issues like jobs, health disparities, kids in education, and gun violence. So the purpose and the ability of people to really connect with things that will help them improve themselves and their communities and what makes this special. End quote. So let's meet our contributors. Vernon Francos. He is an acclaimed celebrity hairstylist who champions the incredible versatility of textured hair and proudly proclaims that his prestige brand of hair care and styling products are for all types. His clients include such A-listers as Lupita Nyong'o, Solange, Serena Williams, Kerry Washington, and Tracee Ellis Ross. And his work appears also in Vogue, Ellie, Harper's Bazaar, and Vanity. Michelle Obama. She is no stranger to the Essence or the pages of Essence, having graced our cover on 9 occasions, 5 of them solo. And now she's doing more than that, joining us at Essence Festival in New Orleans for the first time, and that was actually last week, as a transformative first lady from 2009 to 2017. Obama started and led 4 key initiatives. Let's Move, to address the challenge of childhood obesity, joining forces to support veterans, service members, and their families, Reach Higher, to inspire young people to seek higher education, and Let Girls Learn, to help adolescent girls around the world go to school. In this issue, she shares some words of wisdom about the power of Black women in still becoming. Aisha Callahan. She is an award-winning journalist and is the director of news and politics at Essence. Callahan transitioned from a career in HR after receiving her big break as a politics and comedy writer for a late-night talk show. Whether it's being the first to report on stories like the kidnapping of 276 girls by Boko Haram, or missing teenage girls in Washington, D.C., or speaking to victims of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Callahan brings our attention with her writing. Currently based in Los Angeles, she is also working on various television projects. This month, she put her stamp on several of the issue stories, including She, the People, and the 2020 Presidential Roundup. And let's not forget Higher Learning. Danessa Myricks. She has mastered the art of makeup application and made a name for herself in the glam biz. With the launch of her line, she continues to creatively push the industry forward. Myrick's expertise and drive has enabled her work on the faces of numerous celebrities and partners with such global beauty brands as Kiss, Benefit Cosmetics, and Lime Life by Alcon. Similar to YouTube star Jackie Aina, whose look she crafted for Glow Girl, Myrix has produced her how-to videos for beauty devotees. And finally, the last contributor to this particular edition is Brandice Daniel. She is the CEO and founder of Harlem's Fashion Row, an organization that gives a voice to multicultural designers. The company has established many successful partnerships with companies such as Coca-Cola, Google, and Target, and has collaborated with Nike and LeBron James on the first LeBron sneaker design by and for women. Daniel has also starred as a guest star or guest judge on Project Runway. For the Changemakers, she joined industry insiders Dapper Dan and Bevy Smith to discuss the state of black fashion. So moving on to another article from the Scenes edition. So Call Her By Name is an upcoming album, hip-hop's phenom, Force Rhapsody. She puts black women front and center. So we are at the core of everything Rhapsody does. In 2016, she became the first female MC to sign with Roc Nation. A year later, she followed up the moment by releasing her Grammy-nominated album, Layla's Wisdom, another first as she was the only woman nominated in the Best Rap Album category that year. Now Rhapsody, often referred to as rap, has a new project on the way that celebrities the women she admires from Serena Williams to Felicia Rashad. It's my ode to the women in my life who have made me who I am. But at the same time, I realize it's bigger than me, says Rhapsody. Her birth name is Marlena Evans. It's more about the village of black women. I feel like we all have similar experiences and similar stories and very similar inspirations. My first or my last album, that was for me. That was all personal things that you know you can listen to and maybe you can relate, but a lot of it was for me. Her New York aptly named Eve will feature song titles of past and present day icons, including Nina Simone, Oprah Winfrey, Aaliyah, and Whoopi Goldberg. The rapper collaborated with Queen Latifah on Hatia Soup and even coaxed D'Angelo for a guest hook on another song, all for the love of black women. With this one, I wanted to talk about how important it is to have representation, to have women, black women, you can look to in your life, whether it's your mother or your sister, or you turn on the TV and you look at the Cosby Show's Felicia Rashad or Cicely Tyson, and now Issa Rae or Yara Shahida or Shahidi. Rhapsody says to have examples you can draw from who look like you, that inspires you and feeds you. It should come as no surprise that Rhapsody's deep admiration for sisters stems from her own upbringing. Raised in a household in North Carolina, she says having a really strong village of black women is the only thing she knows. Their strength and their resolve and their classiness and their love and their fight and how much they carry within my own family. It really spoke to me, she explains. I was always open and aware that I had that and how beautiful that was and that everybody doesn't have that. This foundation, this sense of sisterhood makes Rhapsody one of the most beloved MCs in hip hop. She's happy to talk about the space rappers like Nicki Minaj have carved out for other women in the genre. And she readily praises Megan Thee Stallion, Cash Doll, and Rico Nasty for their eagerness to support one another. She also sees so many opportunities for women in hip-hop to find their own niche without having to compare themselves with anyone else. women are realizing that we can support each other, she says. We can talk life and good things into each other. We can compete musically because we all should compete musically. The dope thing about it is you can hear somebody's album and be like, wow, that was amazing. I want to make something better than that. And vice versa. You put that out and they're like, wow, that's dope. When you compete like that, it helps the art. And outside of that, you still can respect each other and love what each one brings to the table. Continuing on with scene books. These are some great summer beach reads. Still away for a moment near the pool, on the sand, or even at the park with Juicy Book. So we have found five sizzling page turners to help you wind down as the temperatures heat up. An American Odyssey. What does it mean to be American? In her novel, The Travelers, author Regina Porter explores this complicated question. Beginning in the 1950s and following the two families, one black, one white, through pivotal moments in the country's history, from a black lesbian to a Vietnam veteran with PTSD, Porter's characters are memorably brought to life. And again, the name of that book is In American Odyssey. It's priced at $27. The book is called The Travelers. It's the name of the book by author Regina Porter, and it's priced at $27. Then moving on to Heart Song. So internationally acclaimed Haitian-born author Edgewidge Danticat returns with Everything Inside, a vivid collection of eight powerful short stories that weave together tales of tenacity, family, and unexpected love. Rebel Women, a Rebel Woman, and Princeton University lecturer Nicole Dennis Benn's latest effort, Patsy. The book's namesake leaves her five-year-old daughter, True, in her native Jamaica as she searches for a happier life in Brooklyn, where she reunites with ex-lover Cicely. Peppered with Jamaican, the tome defines reconvention with themes of reluctant motherhood, homosexuality, and the realities of immigration. Crazy Sexy Love. Sexy or steamy sex overtakes sanity in the exhilarating new offering from Jasmine Guillory, The Wedding Party. It will seduce you with the unlikely redemptiveness of Maddie and Theo, who are attending the nuptials of a mutual friend. The two can't keep their hands to themselves as they slowly discover they might actually like each other with their clothes on too. And then Nola Darling. Sarah M. Broom's obsession with her childhood home in New Orleans is the focal point of her intimate nonfiction debut, The Yellow House, set in various parts of the Big Easy, specifically New Orleans East, where most tourists never go. This brave work delves into such issues as poor housing, subpar health care, family bonds, and personal erasure and survival. On her bookshelf, Jesus and Jola, podcaster Lovey Ajayi, whose appearance at Essence Fest this year gave us the scoop on one of her fave books and an early gift for her mom. So Lovey knows a thing or two about being funny. In fact, the self-professed professional shade thrower even keeps a few hilarious selections in rotation. The Broke Diaries by Angela Nasil is the first book I ever read that made me laugh out loud, she says. I was on the bus reading it and cackling. It was the book that showed me that telling our stories can bring people joy. She flexed her own comedic muscles in 2016 with New York Times bestseller, I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual. The book's success opened many doors and changed what I could ask for and the rooms I could stand in, she says. I was able to retire my mom, which was a lifelong dream. I am so grateful. Continuing on with the scenes edition, or the scene section, books, festival authors. From this particular page that I'm going to cover, we're going to meet the names behind their favorite works. Iyanla Van Zandt. So long before Iyanla saved lives on reality TV, her reaffirming tomes include Acts of Faith, which is celebrating 25 years in print, Fed Our Spirits. And again, the name of her book is Acts of Faith. And then we have Common, a deep love for truth and the spoken word for turned his Oscar-winning artist, or this Oscar-winning artist, into a best-selling author of two memoirs. Mashonda Tiffrey, by changing her pain into healing, Tiffrey's take on blending families and co-parenting has become a go-to guide. Big Frida, from Bounce to Beyonce, Big Frida's memoir, God Save the Queen Diva, tells the backstory of one of New Orleans' fiercest icons. Mickey Taylor, as Essence's longtime authority on beauty, Taylor parlayed her expertise into books that underscore the adage, real beauty starts within. Mia X, No Limits First Lady, celebrates her family's legacy with a cookbook and memoir, Things My Grandma Taught Me, Things My Grandma Showed Me. Tanisha C. Ford, she is a dedicated expert on all things relating to Black style. Ford recounts her fashion journey in her new memoir, Dressed in Dreams. Then we have Quad Webb, married to medicine reality TV star turned sister circle host, adds author to her resume with the release of Cooking with Miss Quad. And then finally, we have Jocelyn Delk Adams with her award-winning cookbook, Grand Baby Cakes. Adams has become an ambassador for Southern Sweets. Continuing on with scenes section of this edition of Essence Spotlight, Bright Days Ahead. Grammy-winning singer Her is the season's best new shades and keeps R&B ablaze with unmatched artistry. Gabriella Wilson, the singer-songwriter phenom who goes by the moniker Her, an acronym for Having Everything Revealed, was not having a good morning. She was in Houston a month into her 2018 I Used to Know Her tour and trying to get a little extra sleep, but suddenly her team was filling into her hotel room. The band, the backup singers, the road crew. They'd been summoned for an emergency meeting by Her's longtime manager, Jeff Robinson, who was standing with his arms crossed, looking not at all pleased. Something's happened, Robinson said gruffly, and it's going to be all over the news. He paused and shook his head. This changes everything. Robinson glanced at Her, whom he'd worked with since she first burst on the scene as an Ad Orbs 10-year-old prodigy playing piano and singing Alicia Keys, no one on the Today Show. Robinson glared at the musicians in the room and exhaled angrily, milking her moment for all it was worth. Me, Her asked anxiously, taking the bait. Did I do something? Satisfied with his prank, Robinson broke into a wide grin and declared, yeah, you did. You just got nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. As the team erupted in cheers, Her stared at her manager in disbelief. Are you serious? She had good reason to be stunned. At 22, Her doesn't even have a full album to her name. In fact, her Grammy noms, which included not only Best New Artist, but also Best R&B Album and Album of the Year, were based on the strength of Her, a 21-song compilation of 2 previously released EPs plus some additional tracks. It was an industry upset, but one vulture lauded as an exciting step in the right direction. That's because Her is more than an extraordinary talent who plays bass, guitar, piano, and drums. Music critics and fans hail Her as the woman who might single-handedly bring down authentic, all the way in your feelings R&B back to life. Her exemplifies what true musicianship is, says Scotty Bean, co-host of Revolt TV State of the Culture and creator of the wildly popular hashtag Listen to Black Women, literally Black playlist on Apple Music. From her pen to her voice, she is showing everyone how it's really done. Like the R&B greats who came before her, the singer Defty explores the full range of human emotions, transversing love and longing, heartache and joy with the sure-footedness of a seasoned performer. But it's her dreamy yet defiantly confident vocals laid over hypnotic melodies that truly puts her in a class of her own. Manager Robinson, no stranger to musical genius, he managed Alicia Keys for more than a decade, credits her sound to her musical eclecticism. You'll find her in her dressing room listening to The Doors, Coldplay, The OJs, The Stylistics, Mary J. Blige, Lauryn Hill, and Alicia, he says. She listens to it all. It's about good music. That's how it should be. Her was steeped in music from an early age. I really didn't have any formal training, she says, from the back of a car leaving London's O2 Arena, where she just opened for Childish Gambino, performing before a crowd of 20,000. My dad is a musician. His band rehearsed in our living room. Sometimes I would sneak in while they were taking a break and play on the drums, piano, guitar, and bass. I kind of found my way, and my father taught me how to play the blues. To live your truth and sing your truth, that defines success, she adds. I think a lot of people are getting back to that real honest music. That's what R&B is. It's raw. Her puts a premium on authenticity. She wants her fans to connect with the art, not her look. In 2016, the Bay Area native released her debut EP, Her Volume 1, with a deliberate plan to keep her identity hidden. When her record label sent music out to reporters, it didn't include press photos, a bio, or even her real name. Internet sleuths eventually noticed that a cover of Drake's Jungle, recorded in 2015 under Gabby Wilson, appeared on her EP Mystery Solved. We live in an era of social media, says her, explaining why she tried to opt for anonymity. We care more about looks, popularity, followers than about real music, and I wanted to get away from that. I just love music, and that's what I want people to see and respect. In less than 3 years, her has accomplished more than many artists do in a lifetime. She's taken home 2 Grammys, including the coveted award for Best R&B Album and Release Chart Topping Records. A girl, she came up to me after a show and said, "You saved me." She told me she'd been thinking of ending her life, but my songs helped her realize her worth. When I heard that, I almost cried. Like, wow, my music is necessary. I'm doing something right. And we're going to stop right here because it looks like we've run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.